Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today we check on the Giants farm system and head to the South Bay as we talk to San Jose Giants infielder Jonah Arenado. Before we talk to Jonah, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Now let's get to the conversation with Jonah Arenado of the San Jose Giants. Jonah, first off, let's talk about what happened in the game on Thursday and watching you had three hits. And I noticed that you covered a lot of the strike zone. You were hitting some pitches. You know, one of them looked like it was almost on the ground and you hit it. So, you know, is that something that you've been, you know, working on, being able to cover a lot of different spots, you know, whether it be within the strike zone or not in the strike zone?
I'm just trying to see the ball better. And when you can see the ball better, you can react to those kind of pitches. I feel like I've been doing a better job of swinging at better pitches. I'm still missing a lot of fastballs, which I'm trying to work on. But when I have my approach and just stay with it, then, you know, those things happen like that. But earlier in the year, I was trying to pull the ball a lot, and that's why I got myself in trouble. But lately, I've been trying to think right center, and it's been helping me out.
Defensively, you made a really nice play over at third base, kind of in front of the shortstop. You know, how much time does it take to get that confidence and even sort of develop the rapport with the shortstop? You have Ryan Howard here. You guys have been together all year. Where you guys know you coordinate when you're going to make a play like that, cut in front or not?
Yeah, that's just, you just get that from playing with someone, you know, all year. You know their tendencies. You know how hard they're going to charge the ball, and you know what's a tougher play for them or if it's a tougher play for me. So plays like that where I come across, you know, I have the momentum going that way, especially with a quick runner. I try to go get the ball as much as I can. I try to get everything I can, and then, you know, we just got to communicate. You know, I had to call him off on that one, but there's times where I think I can get balls and he calls me off, and it's just, you just get that from playing with each other a whole year.
You know, I know you got the rest of this month to go, but how would you describe this season, just the big picture of it, things that you liked about it, things that maybe you don't like that you'd like to improve on?
I've been happy with, you know, big steps in my defense at third base. I've been happy with that. There's a lot of things, you know, hitting, obviously. I haven't had the greatest year, but I mean, there's always, even, you know, last year I was happier with, you know, last year, and you got to go back in and work on things. Just got to work on not missing fastball. That's the biggest thing. You know, when you start swinging at better pitches, that's a good thing, and striking out less, but it's not missing your pitch, because usually, you know, a lot of strikeouts for me I see is I miss my pitch earlier in the count, and that leads me to, you know, chasing something bad in the zone, but if I would have hit my pitch earlier in the count, then I'd be all right, and that's what I need to work on.
You know, there's been a lot of talk around baseball about launch angle and all that, and guys are trying to hit more home runs. You know, for you, you hit more last year, but did you feel like they just kind of came within you being on a roll and swinging the bat well, or, you know, how much do you try to hit home runs?
Yeah, the last year was more home runs, just because, you know, the less you think about home runs for me is the more I'm going to hit home runs. And that's tough, you know. When they come around a little more often, then you don't have to think about them. And when you don't have them for a while, you're not hitting that many, then it, obviously it creeps in your head, especially a big guy like me. I know I should be driving the ball out of the park. But last year I was in a better spot to hit those fastballs. I didn't miss a lot of pitches last year, and that's why what led to me hitting for a little more power. But, you know, like I said, it creeps in your head, but you got to just stay with your approach. And lately I've been trying to just stay with my approach, and I've been, you know, having a little more success and getting a couple more base hits, and that's what I need to work on right now. Home runs will come, and I got to keep telling myself that it's not easy, but, you know, I just got to stick to my plan.
How much does team success add to maybe, you know, the flavor of what you're doing? I mean, the first half wasn't so great. Second half, you guys are in the race. Does that give everybody a lot more incentive to play well and kind of improve?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially, you know, when games are tight and close, you want to be the guy to come up and get to hit the, you know, to win it for us, stuff like that. But it's just a, you know, it's contagious. When people are hitting and winning and stuff like that, it's contagious. And that's what it is. When we're in a race and we're winning ball games. I think we're on a 4-game winning streak until yesterday. But when we're playing well and everyone's hitting well and doing well, it makes you want to be a part of it.
We'll have more with Jonah Arenado of the San Jose Giants right after this. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Town's End Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Town's End Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Town's End Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. What do you get out of some of the guys who are here on Major League Rehab? Certainly the fans enjoy it. You know, Madison Bumgarner pitches here a couple times, big sellout crowds. Johnny Cueto's here, Paulo Sandoval. It's kind of a big list this year. Mark Melanson on Friday here on a rehab outing. So do you get to talk to those guys? Do you get much out of it?
The pitchers I don't talk to as much because usually on their start days they're a little more locked in and they're trying to stay focused. So I try not to bother them. There's been a couple guys like Hunter Pence and Gillespie and Pablo Sandoval. Those guys that, you know, I try to pick their brain as much as I can without being too, like, you know, on them. You know, they're trying to get their work done and do their thing. But if I can talk to them and learn something, I definitely try to. I know Hunter Pence was one of the nicest guys I ever met. And he, just standing in the outfield during BP, listening to him talk, I enjoyed that. You know, I mean, Pablo Sandoval, too, he had a couple things I like to listen to what he had to say. I just like to hear what they got to say because, you know, one thing doesn't work for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, hearing different things, how different people go about it, that helps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing how humbling this game can be, too. Like, one minute, you've got Gillespie's the hero in the playoffs last year when he hits that three-run homer. Now, the Giants just designated him for assignment. It's too bad. And Pablo Sandoval, same thing. He's on top of the world. You know, next thing, he's just trying to make it back. So, you know, what does that mean to a young player like yourself? Do you realize that, you know, you can't ever take anything for granted?
For sure. I mean, I've always taken the mindset to try to be as humble as possible. But, I mean, you got to work hard. And if you work hard, then, you know, the rest can take care of itself. But yeah, you're right. It shows, you know, you could be at top of the world, you know, 1 second, the next second you're fighting for a spot and stuff like that. And that just shows me, like, no matter where you are, you can have a great year. Last year, I mean, I've seen it myself. I had a better year last year, and I didn't not work. I worked harder than I just have not having the year that I wanted to have. But it just shows you, you know, baseball is too hard for sport to be, you know, to get too high at one moment. You got to just stay focused and try to, you know, just keep working hard and try to stay as consistent as possible.
Tell us about growing up in a baseball family. I mean, everybody talks to you about your brother, Nolan. We're not going to get into his career, really, but just when you were younger and playing the game and learning it, did you guys have a lot of fun playing it? I mean, was it always real serious? Did you get out and play wiffle ball, you know, just to get out and make sure you were swinging a bat?
Yeah, it was always, you know, we always had something going on. Baseball was always, I mean, I always had a blast doing it. When I was younger, Nolan was a little more, like, always focused on it. I mean, he always worked the hardest, and you know, I worked hard, but never was on his level. But we always had something going on. You know, sports in general, but yes, with football all the time with the cousins and brothers. We always around it, and like, you know, we brothers and cousins, we're competitive, man. We're a competitive family, so like, you know, fights break out in football. Like, that's not a surprise for us. That's just how it goes. And I think that helps us for times like when things, you know, like this matter. You know, when you want to be competitive, it's not like a switch I need to turn on. I know it's there because I've been doing it my whole life. You know what I mean? So those little things help me, I think. I mean, it's just wiffle ball to a lot of people, but for us, it's always like, I mean, it's wiffle ball, but it's serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to love wiffle ball. I mean, actually, I would think fights break out if a guy is breaking out some pitch. It's just too nasty. I mean, because the way the ball breaks. But, you know, it's funny. Kevin Mitchell, you may remember that name. He played in the major leagues. He told me one time, a long time ago, that he actually played wiffle ball in the offseason just to help him with his professional baseball career because it makes you really keep your eyes on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I know the wiffle ball we play is me and my brother and my cousin. You know, since we play baseball, we'll hit lefty. And then my other cousins, they'll hit righty. But it does. There's a lot of things that, you know, obviously it's a wiffle ball. It's a game. It's more of a, not a joke or anything like that, but it's just, you got to, you know, get more out of it than you think. But, yeah, just keep your head on the ball a little. Just hand-eye coordination, it's never bad to work on that.
Your cousin Josh Fuentes, you were playing against him in this Cal League last year when he was with Modesto. Now he's at Double-A Hartford. How's he doing? And how was the relationship growing up with him?
He's like a brother. You know, like I said, me and my family are super close. Like, I have a bunch of cousins, but they're all almost like brothers because we're so close, hanging out with each other every day. Yeah, it was fun to play against him last year, especially whenever I'd have a bad game or a good game. He had a bad game, I'd love it. Or if we beat him, I'd love that. But he's in Double-A right now. He's doing well. He's having himself a really good year, and I'm happy for him.
Was there a consideration to go play college ball? I mean, how hard was it to decide? Are you glad that you went in this direction, you know, right from high school into pro ball?
I do. I do think this was the right decision for me. I generally didn't really enjoy school that much. I can be honest with that. I never liked school that much. And baseball for me is, you know, I can work hard at baseball and enjoy it. I mean, that's what I like to do. I also got the, you know, signing. I got the chance to work out with my brother and Trace Thompson and my cousin Josh every day. So that's helped me get a lot better at baseball. And I've improved, I think, because working with those guys and getting after it. I'm not saying I couldn't have done that in college, but I think personally, I think it was the right decision for me.
Does it help that you play the same position as Nolan? I mean, you guys work on the same kind of things. I mean, there are a lot of nuances over at third, and I know you've played first as well, and it's not easy to just go over to first base because there's a lot of footwork that people don't realize that you have to work on.
Yeah, first base is a lot harder position than everyone thought, and I thought first base was kind of a breeze because the stereotype is like a big, you know, sloppy, slow first baseman, and you throw him over at first, and he's all right. But no, there's a lot more goes into it first base, and, you know, people don't realize that, which is fine, but, you know, it's easy. Yeah, it's definitely nice to have Nolan or Josh or whoever at third base too, because then, you know, I watch, obviously my brother's, you know, an elite defensive player in the league. So watching him, how he goes about his business, it helps me go about mine. And you know, we don't do exactly the same thing every time, but I definitely take as much as I can and try to implement it into my own game.
Last thing, I mean, you mentioned the seriousness of it, but how important is it to have fun with your teammates? You know, even when you're not on the field, when you guys are on long bus trips and everything, and try to lighten it up. I mean, it seems like you have a really good personality and to make friends on the teams that you're on.
I think it's huge. I mean, this game is this game will drive you crazy. And if you know, it's very stressful and there's times you don't want to mess around. You know what I mean? You're serious. You just want to figure out why things are going the way they are. But I think, you know, being with your teammates, having a good time, enjoying the time can get your mind off the stressful parts of the game. So I think it's huge. And I try to, you know, I'm pretty loud and I try to have fun. And, you know, sometimes almost too much. But I think it's big. And it helps me because I'm enjoying what I'm doing when I'm hanging with my teammates and, you know, having a good time. If it's all baseball serious all the time, then you're going to drive yourself crazy.
All right, and I have to know, because I think the favorite movie when I was on the buses in AAA had to be Happy Gilmore, but you guys are more, you know, modern movies, so you must watch movies on these bus trips. Is there a favorite among this team?
Oh, man. A favorite. I think we watched Troy the other day. Everyone was really happy about. What was the other one we liked? Caddyshack's always a classic.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, last 3 years, I don't think I've ever been on a bus ride where I haven't seen Caddyshack at least 2 or 3 times every year. But The Town was a good one. But I'm going to go with Troy right now as the fan favorite.
All right. Well, be the ball, Danny, from Caddyshack. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jonah. Really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's San Jose Giants infielder Jonah Arenado. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll be at AT&T Park in San Francisco as the Giants take on the Chicago Cubs. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.